Hello, my name is Edward. I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area and I'd like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself and others?
No, this is not a cell phone.
This is not a cell phone. Okay. That's totally okay. No worries. And is anyone in your household who is registered to vote at this address and available to talk with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect then. Quick question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, television, internet, where he's probably hired by a political party, a political bloc, or a candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay. Just to make sure, may I please have the year where you were born?
1975.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. What is the last grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
2 years of college. Okay. Just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In thinking about the upcoming elections for President, Senate, and Congress for the United States and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in these upcoming elections?
Most likely.
Most likely. Okay. If the elections for Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Probably Republican now.
Republican. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I disapprove.
Okay. A strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Changing topics.
To the border.
No worries. And all the answers are completely welcome. And remember, this is confidential, so no worries. Okay?
Okay.
There are just a few things that I do want to talk to you. I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, and if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know, just please let me know, okay? That's totally
okay.
All right. First, Gabe Vasquez.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, no worries. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, yes.
A strongly favorable or somewhat favorable? Or maybe unfavorable or strongly unfavorable?
Strongly favorable.
Strongly favorable. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Kamala Harris?
Strongly what was left?
Strongly unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay. Yvette Harrell?
Go ahead.
What about Yvette Harrell?
Yvette Harrell. I'm not really sure. I've heard of her, but I don't know.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
No. Strongly disfavorable.
Strongly favorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the U.S. Congress? If you have to pick one or two as the most important issues, just let me know, okay? If I mention one that you consider to be the most, you can stop me right there and I can select it. First, we have national security and foreign affairs. Second, government spending and debt. We also have taxes, abortion, healthcare, the economy, and jobs. illegal immigration and border security.
Yes.
That one. Okay.
Yes.
I have
that's
a few
it.
More. That's it? Okay. I still have some more. I just want to know what the option.
Okay.
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 Okay. We also have education.
Okay.
Inflation and cost of living, like groceries and gas. Crime and
yes.
drugs. Inflation?
Inflation, yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. That works. And thinking about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in voting for these coming elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? You can rate it between 1 to 10. 1 means you're not interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested. You can choose any number between 1 to 10.
Gosh, I don't want either one of them.
you can leave a 5 if you want, just like in the
okay,
middle point.
Okay, no, I'm gonna do a 7.
7, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is somewhat important for you. That's good,
Yeah.
As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is now endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, a Democrat, Donald Trump, a Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, Chase Oliver, a libertarian, or Jill Stein from the Green Party?
I'm gonna vote for Trump.
Trump. Probably Trump or definitely Trump?
I'm gonna definitely vote for him.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Gabe Vasquez, a Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Definitely her or probably Harrell?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. When
okay.
I go up there,
okay.
That's probably who I'll vote for.
Okay.
I don't, yeah.
I'd like to reach you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements you might have heard during the political campaign, but after I read each one, please tell me if that's a statement that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez. If it makes no difference, you can also let me know. Their first statement says, Gabe Vasquez. He voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school.
Really? Oh, okay. I'm against that. Whatever.
Okay. That makes you strongly, okay, extremely favorable. There's another one. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has reportedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers fund benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
I'm strongly against him.
Okay, so much less. Perfect.
Spend that money.
While...
Go ahead.
Didn't mean to cut you off. My apologies. What were you going
no,
to say?
Fine. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Perfect, then. There's another statement. While the crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
Oh, I'm strongly against him, or against it.
Okay. Back. Okay.
Yeah.
Just have a few more.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you want to say something, go ahead, okay? Your opinion is important.
So, no, that's fine. Go ahead. You're good.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, no worries. You're fine. Just a few more statements. The next one says, Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Would you be much more favorable or much less?
Oh, much less. Much less.
Okay. Just a few more. Gabe Vasquez is a defunded police Democrat who has opened to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crimes, including carjacking, holding views more extremely than most New Mexico Democrats.
Okay, I'm strong against.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that support sex change drugs for minors.
Oh, no. No, much I'm less? Strong against that. Much less.
Okay.
The worst, yeah.
Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico. He stated, and I quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately.
I'm strongly against her.
Okay. Headed to the last statement. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm strongly against it.
Gabe Vasquez backed policies that encourage illegal immigrants and support sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Okay, I'm strongly against it.
Okay. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities.
Yep. Yeah, I'm strongly against it.
Okay. As crossing for our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border, and I quote, a non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Strongly against.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with a record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Also much less?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much less.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
Strongly against, or
strongly
yes,
against,
or whatever it is.
Okay, then.
Whoa.
Just two more, and we're almost done. Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else.
Oh, no. Strongly disagree.
Okay. And by last, early this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez, who failed to appear in court.
Really? He should go to jail.
Also much less, or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less likely to vote for him.
Okay. Yeah, he should be in jail, just like everybody else would have to be.
Perfect, then. Seems that you have a very strong sense of justice.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. That's really hard to find, so
definitely.
Happy to know that you're very rational.
Yeah.
Just a few more questions. Now that you have heard some more information about the elections for the U.S. Congress, if those elections were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Herald, a Republican?
Yvette Herald.
Okay. Probably or definitely for her?
Definitely.
Okay. despite how you might feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican, not so strong, or a lean Republican?
About middle. But now, I'm more strong now, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe a strong Republican. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
That helps. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Conservative. Somewhat yeah. more or very conservative?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is just for aesthetical purposes. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. Are you currently single and never married, unmarried, and living with a partner? Married, separated,
no.
widow, or separated? Or divorced? Sorry.
I'm married.
Married. Okay. That's good. Congratulations. Family is always
Thank
important.
yeah,
and
I believe that.
This is the last question. Despite how you might feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November of 2020?
I voted for Trump.
For Trump.
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Perfect. This concludes the survey today. We were having a good time, so I'm sad that this ended. But still, I do want to thank you for your time. Your opinion is really important, and I just appreciate giving me your kindness today. I really want to thank you for that. Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
Hope you have a good day, and again,
okay.
take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Likewise.